Murtada al-Zaidi swept into the compound of his old employers around 11 o'clock this morning, escorted in by police cars with sirens and guards dancing in the back of utes. He was wearing a scarf in an Iraqi flag. He was missing a front tooth, and he was surrounded by colleagues from all media in Iraq. And as he walked on through, six sheep were slaughtered in front of him. The bright blood of the sheep was spilling out as he walked on past. Lollies were thrown at him. He was then escorted into a building which is the main compound of the Al-Baghdadiya television station where he once worked. He was escorted into the office of the owner there who bought him a house, and he's now sitting down ready to give his one and only press conference before leaving Iraq for what we expect will be a couple of weeks in Greece to get his health sorted out. It's a mood of festivity. There's a drummer playing. There's a small trumpet band popped up. There's impromptu dancing, children and women. There's water and refreshments being served even during Ramadan, which is quite unusual. It's a mood of high celebration, but it's still a little more subdued than we were expecting. His family and his friends are all waiting for Murtada al-Zaidi at his frugal one-bedroom apartment. And for now, the official reception is in the enclosure of his former employers. So he's been received very well. He's been received rapturously by some of his colleagues, but we're yet to see the full scale that the release of this man will have on Baghdad society or Iraqi society, or whether they will embrace him as much as we'd all anticipated.